There is so much value in staying active and fit, and more young kids today are lacking fitness and living more sedentary lives. We want to explore this further on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. One of our listeners wrote to us with a question that we hear a lot more often these days. She asked, "What can we do to encourage our school-aged son to get away from the television and computer screen and spend more time playing outdoors? We're getting worried about his health and fitness, and we'd like to know how we can motivate him to become more active. So far, all our nagging hasn't helped a bit. Can you suggest a more effective strategy?" Great question. Nowadays, far too many of our young people are exiting childhood and adolescence overweight and underactive. So, how do you launch a child into a healthy trajectory in this important area of his life? Basically, in the same way you promote any value that you care about, by modeling it yourself, by doing it with him, and by encouraging him to do it on his own. So, number one, modeling physical activity. If you really believe in the importance of staying in shape, it's reasonable to expect that you'll invest a fair amount of time in a regular exercise program of your own. It'll make all the difference in the world for your child to see you setting a good example in this regard. You can do this by joining a gym or by buying fitness equipment to use at home. But an even more effective approach involves finding creative ways to work physical activity into your daily routine. Let your child see you doing your own garden work, for example, and involve your child in these tasks as much as possible. When socializing with other families, consider options beyond merely talking and eating. Try walking or hiking together or playing recreational sports, and place limits on the amount of time designated for TV viewing in the home. Number two, doing physical activities as a family. Young children rarely turn down an opportunity to play a physical game with one or both parents. For older children and adolescents, these activities can play a huge role in establishing their identity as members of your family. So if you jog or walk, have your child join you. Backyard games like badminton and volleyball can also be a lot of fun for you and your kids. When you go to the beach or park, bring along a ball or frisbee, as well as blankets and food. Plan vacations that include walking, swimming, and other physical pursuits. Number three, encouraging your child's physical activity. You can take a major step in this direction simply by limiting the amount of time your child is permitted to spend with the TV, the computer, or the PlayStation. 1 or 2 hours a day is a good rule of thumb. When your son arrives home from school, help him make time for some kind of physical activity before plowing into his homework. When buying birthday or Christmas presents, think about gifts that will promote exercise, such as a soccer ball or a skateboard. Encourage participation in school sports, even if this isn't your child's strong suit. If he has trouble keeping up, take an active role in helping him improve his performance. We'd advise you to help your child find a physical outlet that's suited to his particular needs, interests, and capabilities. You may have loved soccer, but he may prefer hockey. If the sport or activity you choose becomes a thorn in his side or constantly drains him of energy and joy, you'll need to reconsider. It has to be something that he considers fun, otherwise he'll end up hating it, and you'll have lost an opportunity to provide him with the exercise he so desperately needs. If you have concerns and need to speak to someone about this further, feel free to call one of our trained counselors who will be happy to talk with you. The number to call is 031 716 3300. Physical activity is vitally important to overall health, and making the effort with your child now will certainly pay off in the long run. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.